USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The trial of former President Donald Trump's New York hush money case, overseen by Judge Juan Merchan, has been postponed from its initial start date of March 25th. That's due to discovery challenges raised by the defense. The judge has decided to delay the trial by 30 days and has set a hearing for March 25th to tackle the discovery issues. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has announced his resignation from former President Trump's election interference case in Georgia. Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as reasons for his decision. A Georgia judge ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could continue to oversee the case as long as Wade was removed. President Biden visited Capitol Hill Friday, where he greeted the Irish Prime Minister at the White House and addressed the Friends of Ireland luncheon hosted by Speaker Mike Johnson.
And, you know, the friendship goes back centuries, but today is an important period, an important milestone. Nearly 100 years of diplomatic relations, Taoiseach, and every 100 years of Ireland and the United States.
During his remarks, Biden condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine and urged the House to pass a comprehensive national security package already approved by the Senate. Vice President Kamala Harris is taking part in discussions on marijuana reform alongside rapper Fat Joe and Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear at the White House. The roundtable held Friday included individuals who have been pardoned for marijuana-related convictions aiming to address criminal justice reform. President Biden has proposed federal law changes to ease marijuana regulations and has pardoned thousands of possession convictions. Israel is gearing up for a military operation in Rafah, the southernmost city in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that the IDF is readying for the operation and making preparations for a civilian evacuation. It's believed more than 1 million people are sheltered in Rafah. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has 3 beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Mike Pence will not endorse former President Trump. The ex-vice president stated that Trump does not advocate for the same conservative principles that they championed during their 4-year tenure together. Although Pence didn't disclose his voting preference, he did say that he will not vote for President Biden. The White House is moving to eradicate junk fees for college students and borrowers of student loans. As outlined in the president's 2025 budget proposal, the administration aims to eliminate student loan origination fees, which are a percentage of the loan amount designated as a processing fee. Additionally, the plan seeks to address college banking fees and automatic charges for textbooks. The FAA is launching an investigation into the SpaceX Starship spacecraft launch on Thursday. Contact was lost with the Super Heavy prototype upon re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere, prompting the agency's mishap investigation. Despite signs suggesting the spacecraft disintegrated upon orbit exit, SpaceX officials deemed the third launch a success. Elon Musk states that data from the flight will inform improvements for future launches. The nation's first ever offshore wind turbines are now operational off the coast of New York. USA's Ryan Daniels with more.
Governor Kathy Hochul joined others to celebrate the occasion on Thursday.
We flip the switch and turn on the future. The future of power generated by the winds. The winds of change.
They'll deliver electricity to roughly 70,000 New York homes and businesses.
I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.